Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Go, Go, Grow podcast. My name is Michelle Page, and I am your host. We are a B2B, SMB, coaching style, scale up podcast. And as I mentioned, I'm Michelle. I am the founder of Revenue Chasers, and my goal is to help you scale your company and provide the resources and knowledge and experts that will help you do so. So today is a little bit different. I normally have wonderful guests that can share knowledge and experience and insights, but I want to share some personal insights with you today. One of my recent conversations was an interview that I had. A book author was interviewing me for their next book, and they wanted to understand my entrepreneurial journey, where I started, where I am today, and what my goals are for the next 6, 12, 18 months. So I want to share that with you, and the revelation that I had, and I think it might resonate with some of you as well. So I started my consulting practice back in 2009, and the name of it was Sales Chasers. I've had 30 plus years in sales and marketing, business development, lead generation, and it's largely been focused on just that, sales chasers, helping with the sales side of the business. And although I've helped all size organizations from the solopreneur up to Fortune 100 companies, the SMBs always had a soft spot in my heart because I was one. So over the 15 years or so, it turned out that I wasn't just helping them with their sales and beginning new business development teams for them, growing what they had, turning around underperforming teams. But I helped them get into things like starting their marketing, enhancing their efforts on go-to-market, helping them identify their ICP, ideal client profile, coaching their existing sales team, coaching their sales leaders, coaching the founders. And the more I worked with these businesses, the more I went through the entire revenue ecosystem and focused on the entire business and scaling it. But it was primarily Michelle helping those businesses. I was very much a one-to-one relationship, kind of hand-to-hand combat right there with my clients, helping them grow their business. My business was very much a lifestyle business, and that at the time worked well for me. I enjoyed it. I loved working in my business. Notice I said in my business. There's only so much of Michelle to go around. So if I wanted to scale my business, I was a little bit limited unless I changed my business. So put a pin in that for just a moment. About a year ago, a great friend and colleague, Dasha Tischlich, who is the founder of StratCraft, she and I started mulling around ideas that we could help businesses together. We have a lot of common skill sets and a lot of overlap in the type of consulting work we do, the type of clients that we work with, and we had this urge to collaborate. And we thought, oh, we'll put together some content. We'd love to do some type of coaching thing. And the idea of a podcast was born. We had a great time with season one. It was so much fun putting together what we wanted to do. When we got into season one, it was very clear, at least to me, this is what I wanted to do. I wanted to move beyond the one-to-one coaching. I wanted to reach more business owners, help scale more businesses. So fast forward to the end of season one, Dasha was having such success in so many areas that were specific to her knowledge base: biomedical engineering, pharma, health tech, space, defense, satellite. Those are very technical areas that her depth of knowledge is so well suited for. And she is such a resource in those industries. My skill sets are health tech, SaaS, fintech, business services, any other type of business to business product or service, some manufacturing. So it's not nearly as technical as hers. She gave me her blessing to continue with Go, Go, Grow. And that's where my head started ticking. I said, sales chasers is a little narrow for what I want to do. It doesn't speak to the companies that I want to help. It doesn't tell them how I can help them and the resources that I can bring to them with the guests and their expertise and insights. I'm going to rebrand. I'm going to pivot. Pivoting is so important if it truly represents where you need to go to meet your clients' needs. Keep in mind, I didn't say what you want to offer or what your client wants. It's what your client needs and the expertise that you have to deliver there. So let's go back to what I said earlier about the lifestyle business and sales chasers. I recently moved to Florida from Atlanta, and I'm moving into a different mindset, a different stage of my life. I said, you know what? I'm going to rebrand and I'm going to go the Go, Grow, Grow podcast. I rebranded. I went from sales chasers to revenue chasers. I decided to continue with Go, Go, Grow, but I want to offer more than just a podcast. I want to offer tangible services, tangible products, tangible things that can help businesses grow, things they can learn from, resources that they can touch and feel and experiment with and put into practice. And I want it to go beyond me. I don't want to be the one-to-one. I want to be the one-to-many. So no longer a lifestyle business. Let's go back to another thing I said. In Sales Chasers, I was very much working in my business. I really enjoyed it. But a lifestyle business is very hard to scale. I've spent most of my career scaling other businesses. Very much a case of do what I say and not as I do, because I was not scaling my own business. I was very much limited to my own bandwidth and my own lifestyle choices. If I wanted to go on vacation, I would go on a wonderful vacation. I'd have a fabulous time. Nobody was working in my business. That's a problem. So this interview that I recently did, it was very enlightening. When I was asked, what are my 6-month goals? Where do I see my business in 12 months, 18 months? These are things I had been thinking about. A couple of things I had committed to paper. But they're questions I had asked myself. Nobody else had asked me these questions. When you are an entrepreneur or a solopreneur and you have conversations with colleagues, it's great for brainstorming. But are you being held accountable? Holding yourself accountable, not terribly effective. So you need to find a means, a support group, a community that's going to hold you accountable for reaching your goals. I went back to my bookcase. Love books. Absolutely love books. I haven't done a lot of reading lately, and I really want to get back into that habit. I have been such a digital user. I want to get back to the feel of holding a book in my hands and reading it and turning pages and putting in the bookmark and coming back to it and rereading paragraphs. So I went back to my bookshelf and my eyes immediately went to this book, The E-Myth Revisited. I can't tell you how many times I've read this book. It was written 3 decades ago. Copyright 1995. Michael Gerber, the world's number one small business guru. And he talks about, and I know you've heard this before, the difference between working in your business versus working on your business. This idea, yes, it was written 30 years ago. But it's timeless. It's timeless. If you're working in your business, and what I mean by that, if you're doing the operations, if you're doing the planning, if you're doing the product design, if you're doing the execution, if you're doing the sales, if you're doing the customer support, who's doing the strategic planning? Who's doing the networking? Who's doing the relationship developing? Probably nobody. That's not a way to scale your business. If you've not read this book, get it. Read it. Read it again. If you have read this book, read it again. You're going to get new nuggets every single time. It's going to reinforce what you know, what you should know, what you should do, and it will inspire you. Trust me, it will inspire you. In fact, I pulled this on my bookshelf yesterday. I'm going to start reading it again tonight. The other book, again, timeless book, and I neglected to grab it when I came to the studio today. Napoleon Hill, written in 1937, Think and Grow Rich. It doesn't matter that the book is 90 years old. It has fundamentals in there. True then, true now. It's mindset. If you are an entrepreneur, if you are a business leader, if you want to scale your business, you have to imagine it. You have to see that future. You need to plan for that future. And you need to surround yourself with the resources, whether it's people, community, knowledge, systems, processes. You need to surround yourself with what is going to help you put that into action and realize your goals. It doesn't matter that it's not a new idea. New ideas are just refashioned old ideas. Look at every TV show and movie out there. There's very few original ideas. They're all reboots of what's worked in the past. Go back to the classics. Read some new releases, read some new thought leadership, and see what somebody else has a spin on. But if you go back to the fundamental books, Stephen Covey, Tony Robbins, I am a huge Tony Robbins fan if you're looking for personal professional development. Go to the original masters and see how that can develop you, your business, your leadership team. And that way you can go grow your business. So back to the interview. The author, when he asked me what my goals were the next 6, 12, 18 months, my goals are about productization and developing multiple streams of revenue. That's how I will build my service business beyond just Michelle. Building out those resources that entrepreneurs, business owners, solopreneurs, wishful entrepreneurs, second stage, scale up companies, all of them can take advantage of resources on an as needed, strategically required, and as affordable, and they can implement what's needed when it's needed, and hopefully before it's needed. When I'm talking about productization, it is written documents, things like ebooks, things like coaching documents, things like frameworks, templates. There's also bite-size coaching available, workshops, both small group workshops, video workshops. And these are going to be things that will be the beginning available resources, as well as a newsletter. And in that newsletter will be resources that will be expertise available from guests from the podcast, guests from my network, things that I've read in the media. I receive emails daily, multiple emails from McKinsey, from Harvard Business Review, from Forbes. And there are so many articles in there that apply to every size business. If you're not receiving those email lists, I encourage you to sign up. I want to share those resources with you. Check out the podcast resources as well, because for every episode, I will include information about that episode that you can use and put into action as well. If you have questions, if you want to find out more about any of the topics that I've shared, if you want to contact me directly and suggest anything that you'd like to see covered, or if you have a specific question about something that's been discussed, feel free to reach out. My contact information is on this podcast. It's also on the GoGoGrow website and on the LinkedIn page as well. You can reach me at michelle@revenuechasers.com. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you'll share this podcast with other individuals in your network that can benefit from it. Give us feedback. Let us know how we can help you better, how we can give you better support, more information, add more experts to our guest list, and help you go grow. See you next episode.